It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And you just can't write a baseball season like this. You couldn't sit down as a screenwriter and write where Albert Pujols is going for the overall home run crown. He's well over 700 now. All without steroids. You had, last night he was stopped, but the Angels' star player was going for his eighth consecutive game with a home run, Trout. And he didn't get it, but he was going for it. And you have Aaron Judge going for Roger Maris' 61 home run total for the American League. And last night, he hit not one. He hit two last night.
Pitch to Judge. Swung on and drilled to deep right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. And to the Boston bullpen, a Judgian blast. Aaron Judge drills into the right center field bullpen. As he rounds third, all rise. Here comes the Judge. Aaron Judge has hit his 56th home run, driven in his 122nd run, and the ball game is tied at three.
You hit for average with a short, simple swing. Usually you don't hit 56 home runs with that short and that simple of a swing. The man is so strong to drive it into that Red Sox bullpen out in right center field. Boy, that's impressive for number 56.
It's just a rocket.
It's a line drive.
The second home run of the night for Judge, his 57th of the year, and we're all tied at four.
Well, there is light tower power, and then there's this guy. And that's kind of off the end of the bat just a bit. He didn't get all of that. But he got enough of it. Banging off the light tower.
Wow. Boy, is he something or what?
57.
You talk about a Judgian blast. That was a Judgian blast.
Amazing. That's, you know, what a great season for baseball. Three players all venturing into territory, all-time classics, and they're steroid-free. Steroid-free. Now, there were other games last night in Major League Baseball, of course. Of course, a horse is a horse, of course, of course. All right, let's take a look at those games from Major League Baseball yesterday. The Pirates over the Reds, 6-1. Now, the Rays and Blue Jays played a doubleheader. Game one, the Rays won 4-2. In game two, the Blue Jays won 7-2. So those two victories, one each by the Rays, one by the Blue Jays, and the Yankees win, extended the Yanks' lead, which we'll get to in just a few moments. Guardians over the Angels, 3-1. The Phillies over the Marlins, 2-1. Astros over the Tigers, 6-3. Pirates over the Reds, 1-0. The Orioles over the Nationals, 4-3. The Cubs over the Mets, 4-1. Twins over the Royals, 6-3. The Brewers over the Cardinals, 8-4. Rangers over the Athletics, 8-7. White Sox over the Rockies, 4-2. Padres bested the Mariners, 2-0. Dodgers over the Diamondbacks, 4-0. And the Braves downed the Giants 5-1. So now you take all that into consideration and you look at the standings. Well, the Yankees, who have now won 5 out of 7, and they're 7-3 in their last 10 games, now have a 6-game lead over Toronto and a 6.5-game lead over Tampa Bay. Cleveland, meanwhile, has built up a 3-game lead over the Chicago White Sox. In the AL West, Houston has a 12.5-game lead over Seattle. All right. Now, as things stand right now, the wild card in the American League game, you have the Yankees and Cleveland and Houston all in as division winners. And you would have Toronto and Tampa Bay. And it's a back off, you know, the other teams that play. Seattle also has a good shot. So that those shots are set up. The wild card standings, once again, has Toronto, Seattle, and Tampa Bay. Baltimore is 5 games out. So it looks like those 3 teams are pretty much set for the wild card in the American League as it stands right now. You head over to the National League, and the Mets have a 0.5-game lead over the Astros. St. Louis has a 7-game lead over Milwaukee. The Dodgers have a 20.5-game lead over San Francisco. So if we head back to a wild card race for the National League, of course, the Dodgers, the Mets, and St. Louis all leading their divisions. Atlanta, Philadelphia, and San Diego. But, Milwaukee is only 2 games out from the wild card. So there's still some shaking up to go there. The American League looks a little more set, because there's only a certain number of games left to play. All right, once again, in other sports news, the Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver is now accused of using the N-word at least 5 occasions, and he made many sex-related comments. In this world today, whatever you did over your lifetime is instantaneously findable, either for the good or for the bad. And that's about it for sports. All right, we'll follow Major League Baseball, Albert Pujols' run at the home run king total for a career. Mike Trout's amazing year once again. And Judge trying to become the AL home run champion by besting Roger Maris's 61. And as I said, all those players doing it steroid free.